here we are in the Clifton Arms. So we're going from one sort of dying of Lytham town to Twickenham. So it's looking forward to it. It's it sounds a bit arrogant to say it's become an annual ritual because we have to work very hard for it, but it always finishes the season off very nicely. And yet another opportunity for a lot of lads to see the season out at Twickenham.
It's been a big part of your life in recent years, hasn't it? Well over a decade now that you've been the head coach.
I actually started being the head coach in 2002, and the first final I was involved in was 2003 against Gloucestershire, and that's quite a long time ago, is it? But we've been to, you know, I think this is my 14th final since then. So, but you never get used to it. It's always a really thrilling moment. And, that, you know, anybody who's got the opportunity to go and play, coach your side at Twickenham, you know, it's a very special thing.
What a sort of experience is it for the lads to be going down? It must be, from the bus journey down, it must be an exciting prospect.
Yeah, I mean, well, they used to, I mean, all the players used to play from National 1 down to National 2 North, down to the Northern Premier League, and even down to North West 1 with two lads from the Vale who've played this year. And they used to go to Northern Rugby clubs. Obviously, in National 1, they go all over the country. Yeah, but the biggest stadium they'll go to is somewhere like Coventry. But the jump from the National 1 or Coventry-type ground to Twickenham is obviously a quantum leap. And, you know, as they pull into the ground, OK, there aren't the crowds that you would get if it's an hour before an England game, but it's still, you got that buzz, that vibrancy, and the whole event going down the day before, staying overnight in a hotel in Heathrow, travelling to the game, playing the game, and then the post-match upstairs within a room at Twickenham, and then go out in Richmond, and they come back on the following day. So it's a really good experience.
In terms of the squad that you take with you this time, is it a first experience for many?
There's quite a number. There's one lad who's Danny Mayer, who plays at Sedgley Park. He's a Foul Coast boy. It's his first experience at Twickenham, and he's been selected for the England Counties Tour, so he's going to Romania the following day. So it's quite a special weekend for him, and it's some people's last experiences by the same nature of things. Evan Stewart, this probably will be his last ever competitive game of rugby. He's moving down from Lancaster, where he teaches now, to Portsmouth to take over a big job as head of sport there. So, you know, it'll be very poignant for him, but very exciting for Danny. And, you know, all points in between. Another interesting one is Chris Mayer, the centre. He played at Sale Sharks when we won the Premiership in 2006, and he scored the last try of the game, went full length. And I think this is his first time back at Twickenham since then. So for each of the players, they've got their own little sort of nuances about the occasion, and it's great to see.
What will Evan be like on the day then, do you think?
I think knowing him as a guy, he'll be very focused on the game. And of course, his wife is the physio, so he'll have a family connection as well there. I think on the final whistle, I think he might shed a tear or two, but, you know, I think during the game and leading up to the game, he'll relish the experience, and then he will take it out of the emotions as they come at the end of the end of the game.
Do you look at it, Mark, and a lot of your filed lads who you had such success with are now reaching that age where they stop playing? Do you find it hard to believe sometimes when you brought them through as youngsters?
Well, yeah, going way back to the final, the first final in 2003, I don't think there are any. Well, actually, no, Paul Arnold was in that, and he played, obviously, for Preston this year. But a lot of those lads have finished playing. And over the years, players have gone through four or five, six seasons, and then time catches up with them, or they move on, or younger players come through. So what it is a continuum of, you know, that ethos that we've tried to create for Lancashire. The Lancashire, I'll use the word, brand that, you know, everybody buys into, you know, and we feel that it's one of the key cornerstones of the whole experience is for us to create that environment and so people who are new to it can come in, learn from people who are used to it, and so the cycle goes on.
How pleased are you with the way the experience has gone for you over the years? You've been doing it a long time, as you say. I suppose if you didn't enjoy it, you wouldn't do it this long, would you?
Yeah, well, I mean, with the first sort of management team, which was Maurice Parker, Don Welsh — Maurice sadly has recently passed away — and then the second group under Steve Rigby as the team manager, and obviously Warren Spragg, and a stalwart of it all is Martin Scott, who's been there as a force coach, and he was there as a captain at the start. To me, it's a very compact May. It's all in May, and after a long season with the club, it's just a completely different environment, a different type of tournament, and obviously finish with a trip down to Twickenham. To me, it's rock and roll rugby. It's short, compact, exciting, and it's over pretty quick.
In terms of the squad that you started with, because you're playing week after week, have you had to put up with injuries?
Well, there's injuries, but there's also the issue surrounding the sort of conclusion of the league programme, and that Sedgley Park, who contributed a significant number, and Sale FC, who contributed a significant number, both had to have — one had a playoff and one had a game that they had to fulfil because of the other team, Luctonians, were involved in a relegation issue. So that it has been very difficult. But what we had a large squad, and I think that this season, more than any other, it has been a squad effort. I think we've probably between 30 and 35 players will have played, which is quite a lot for three matches. But every time everybody stepped up to the plate, and we've had some great performances and results, so we've just got that one more hurdle now on Sunday.
So what about selection criteria for who starts this weekend then, bearing in mind you've used that many players and you've won right the way through it? Is it a really difficult one?
Selection meetings, which normally take 45 minutes, are taking 3 hours, and you know, we're talking and debating over maybe one or two positions for well over an hour, and looking at all the permutations, and obviously some people within that context are going to miss out, and it's really, really disappointing. I feel the disappointment for them, but you've just got to make tough choices, and you hope that the players who have been selected, you know, will realise the privileged position they're in, and you know, really step up to the mark when it comes to kick-off time.
How many is in the travelling party then?
Well, 22 will be in the match day squad, obviously 7 on the bench, and then we take 2 young players, a young non-playing travelling reserves, just to get experience, and we always do that. So there'll be 24 players going down, plus coaches and staff, and you know, we've got a good team bond and environment and feel as we build up to the game, and the coach down in the hotel stop the night before is very important to that, and a lot of their families and friends travel down, so you know, it's a big day out.
Have there been previous years when you've been part of this that the 15 almost looked after itself? It was pretty clear who would be playing, but this year, bearing in mind you say it's a 3-hour selection meeting, that this year perhaps more than others has been a strong outfit?
Yeah, there's always been the odd real debate, but there have been quite a number of times where we started with one squad and pretty much that's taken us through to the end, but there have been other times where we've started with one team and then it ended up with a completely different one for various reasons. It's one of those year-by-year things that is unpredictable. But this group this year have been really, really impressive as a group of players, and led by Adam Lewis, the captain, who's a foul player. And he's really stepped up to the plate. After a long line of very good captains, he's yet another one who is delivering the goods.
Are we in a good place going forward? Are we looking forward to next year with optimism already?
Well, I tell the players, we have a meeting before we do the first training session. I say, look, you've all come with different kit bags from different clubs. You park them at the door, you pick up your Lancashire kit bag, and for the next 6 weeks, plus with the training, you're a Lancashire player, so you're a Lancashire team. You're not Sedgley Park, Sale, Rosendale, Preston Grasshoppers, Vale of Lune, you are Lancashire. But I think that what that does, that creates a buzz and an environment come the start of the season, that is a goal that players who perform well throughout the year will get a chance to play at Lancashire. And again, players who perform well throughout the year, we've talked there about Danny Birchall, but Phil Mills from Rosendale has got on that same England Counties tour. And I'm delighted for a lad who's been playing in the Northern Premier to get international recognition. It's fantastic for the club and fantastic for him. But that sort of buzz about the game in Lancashire, it carries through from season to season amongst the clubs as well.
Just on that selection, from a Rossendale perspective, how pleased are you that your team is seeing someone recognised to that degree?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, he spent a number of, well, probably about 6 or 7 months in New Zealand, and that has really brought his game on. He came back around about Christmas and joined us, so he's played since then, and he's with us next season. And, you know, people are used to players from Fylde, from Preston, getting on tours. But for somebody, you know, from Rosendale, I think as a club, we're very proud of him, and it'll put us on the map a bit more than we already are for geographical height. And, you know, it's brilliant for everybody involved in the club.
How does it work after your game? Do you all take your places and watch England and the Barbarians? Do you enjoy that? Or because you've played a game and you might win or you might lose, you might not really be in the mood to sit down?
There is that option. Everybody who's involved can stay and watch. Because of the women's game on at 10 o'clock, and then there's our game, then there's the England Barbars, and then there's another game after it. So anybody who's in can watch all the games. I know a couple of the Barbarian players, so I might just have a look at that. I know quite a few of the people who would commentate, so I'll wander around and say hello to them. But we've got our post-match meal, and it's important that we attend that. And then if you get talking there, time rolls on, and whether you go out and watch the game, it's up to those. I tend to stay put.
It's only right we mention Bill Beaumont, isn't it? This competition in his name. Will he be there to watch?
Oh, he'll be there. Bill presents the trophy. In fact, he was he came to watch the Cheshire game at Fylde. So it's very rarely that you have somebody with a national trophy is named after actually cycles to the game at his own club, watching his own county. So that was quite a unique, novel experience. But yeah, Bill will be there up in the Royal Box presenting the trophy to the winners.
I would imagine your association with him and his family must go back years, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I played for Fylde when Bill was playing. In fact, my first away trip, we played Gosforth, what is now Newcastle, in the John Player Cup. And Bill was my roommate. So, you know, we do go back. And then I've known him throughout the years. And then, obviously, I've done two stints at Fylde. And Billy's incredibly, you know, attached to the club. And Sam, he's someone I made him captain for a number of years. And, obviously, Josh came through playing at Fylde, who's now doing great things at Sale. So, yeah, Bill's family steep round here. And, you know, I've been a big part of Fylde in the past, and, you know, we see quite a lot of each other. He actually bought one and commissioned me to do a painting of Ewood Park, which are now actually on sale in the Ewood Park, well, in the Blackburn Rovers Club Shop, because he's a big Blackburn Rovers fan. So he's one of my paintings in the house of, as I say, the mighty Rovers.
He's quite an unassuming man, isn't he? For his sort of role in rugby, when you talk to him, you don't really imagine he does have such a high role in the game.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a rugby player, and he knows all levels of the game, and he's actually the head of the world rugby. So I mean, you can't underestimate how big a role he's actually got. But you know, for him to put his name to the county championship, and also for Jason Leonard, who's obviously a World Cup winner, put his name to the under-20s, which again Lancashire under-20s won that as well, so that was fantastic earlier in the year. And the ladies' team nearly got the final, missed out to York. So, you know, it's good that the top names in the sport, you know, relate down to the sort of grassroots, if you will, of the game, from where an awful lot of players start the careers.
What are your reports telling you about the opposition? How fierce an opposition will they be?
Well, there's four of their players are going on the tour, the England Counties Tour. And there's a former Lancashire player, former Preston Grasshoppers player, Sean Taylor, who plays for Hartford, who's playing for Hertfordshire. I think they play an open game. I think they like to run the ball. So we'll have to look out for that. We've got a training session on Thursday night, and we'll look at take things from there. But it's like with all things, it is a cliche, but you just focus on your own game, and you know, if that's good enough, you'll get there.
And whoever turns up on the day, basically, is it?
Absolutely, yeah.